Blog Talk Radio.
Of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we are going to talk about things that affect business and all of the things that will help you grow your business. Oh, wow. See. What time is this? Oh, okay. We are going to talk about business. And some of the things that we want to talk about are the direct response marketing that only 12 times stronger. So let's talk a little bit about direct response marketing. What that is that's atypical of sales, not directly from a store, but directly from the seller. And it's done through typical ways like emails, lead generation, things that can help you with growing a business on a long-term basis and building relationships. The way business is done today is very different than what it was done several years ago. And we need to change how we look at marketing in today's marketplace. We need to be open. We need to think about all of the things that you can do that can help you build your business working from home. More and more people have a home-based business, and looking at that as an option are going to be some of the ways that you can think about marketing. Okay, a business can be started with very little money, and think about it. When you work from home and you have an idea for a business, all you have to do is think of, and with the access to the internet, you don't have to do the traditional marketing of using the postal service. That is why the fact that they don't have so much advertising go through them. That is where most of their revenue is coming from. That is why they are losing money, and the stamps are going up. People today do more of their payments online through bill pay, and they do not send letters to people anymore when they can use email. So direct response marketing, only 12 times stronger. I watched the 43-minute and 35-second webinar, and what Vern so eloquently points out after passionately recommending my book is that whoever is in the most channels of marketing wins. He goes on to explain that companies that are in the most channels of marketing also have the greatest revenues. That webinar made me go back and reread my own book, the one he recommended at the webinar, Changing the Channel, 12 Easy Ways to Make Millions for Your Company. After all, I wrote this book with my mentor, Michael Masterson, in 2008. After I reread my own book, I thought, you need to understand this. You need to really know this. And by learning these concepts, your company will surely soar. So here is either your introduction or your necessary reminder of direct marketing and multi-channel marketing. What exactly is direct response marketing? Although direct response techniques have been used since the advent of the printing press, the definition that was set 84 years ago holds true today. Direct response marketing is a form of marketing designed to solicit an immediate response that is specific and quantifiable. You see, this is at work in every DRM channel. By the way, a channel is just a way to communicating with your prospects and community. Online newsletter promotions ask you to click here. Magazine promotions ask you to place a yes sticker on a postcard to renew your subscription. TV ads ask you to call an 800 number to learn more about the latest vacuum cleaner technology. All of these channels then add urgencies by stating that if you are among the first 25 or 50 or 100 to respond, you will be rewarded with extra bonuses. They all ask customers to take action immediately. They all ask customers to follow specific instructions, and smart companies track and quantify the results. Even online, there are sites that you go on that when you pay per click, you can monitor how many clicks and what the percentage of responses is. Even on this site, when I go on every week, I can see how many people have listened to my show. I can quantify what kind of presentations that I give do they really love and want to hear again and again. And what kind of headings can I use that will bring people to want them to listen to my show on a weekly basis? They all ask customers to take action immediately. They all ask customers to follow specific instructions, and smart companies track and quantify the results. Keep in mind is that DRM is not branding. The end goals of direct response marketing and brand marketing are entirely different. Direct marketing wants to get the customer to provide information or open his wallet. Branding, on the other hand, wants to get the customer to remember the product. Today, with the power of the internet behind them, branding and direct response marketing work more closely together, closer than ever before in history of advertising. The internet allows companies to create campaigns that are nearly hybrids of traditional branding and traditional direct response marketing. However, to use direct response marketing to the fullest, you need to do so well on multiple channels and through multiple channel marketing. And let's think about it. You can do marketing on Facebook with your friends, by building relationships with them. You can do it by email marketing. You can do it by using splash pages where you send people to a link and get their name and email address. And then once they approve that, then you can build a relationship with them by email or contacting them or talking to them or looking for opportunities that can help you build and grow that great business of yours. Multi-channel marketing is simply offering customers more than one way to buy. Think about the way people you know buy things. Now try to answer the questions below. Question one, do you think an 80-year-old grandmother in Stamford, Connecticut, who has a passion for gardening, buys through the same channels as a 21-year-old man who loves to surf in Venice Beach, California? Think about it. The age difference. 81-year-old woman grew up in an era where they didn't use the internet, where they got their advertising through television ads, through the newspapers, through the mail. So they're more likely to respond that way. But a 21-year-old who was born in the 80s and is considered the millennial generation, they grew up with access to the internet. They grew up conversing with people. They know how to do online marketing. They know how to do online bill pay. They are more likely to buy from the internet. So you really and truly need to understand what your market is and who you are trying to reach. You do that, then you have a higher level and ability to respond and get the kind of sales that you truly want. Question, do you think they are both good prospects, or have you responded to a multi-channel marketing campaign? If you said yes, no to a question number one, you are correct. And if you said yes to question number two, you are correct. Let's say the grandmother in our example wants a new pair of gardening gloves. She receives a direct mail offer showing a beautiful picture of gloves and a reasonable price. The offer comes from the same company that she sold a new shovel a year ago. The good price, the picture, the timelines of the ad, and her comfort with the company all combine to make her interested in buying the gloves. But part of Granny still thinks she can get one more year out of her old gloves. One more time. The very next day, she sees a TV commercial for the very same gloves, and the commercial features an 800 number that makes it easy to order. So she picks up the phone and orders. 5 days later, she is enjoying her new gloves. And let's say our 21-year-old surfer wants a new surfboard. He's already gotten numerous sales calls via telephone from the same company that sold him his first board. But he is not ready to buy a new one without seeing it first. It doesn't matter that he's familiar with the company. It doesn't matter that they are offering a convenient payment plan. He refuses to buy a new board without first seeing it with his own eyes. As luck or good marketing would have it, a couple of days later, he receives an email from the same company offering the same board with the same payment plan. But the email includes a 90-second video of the board that showcases its benefits. He orders it immediately online. Do you see the difference in how one responds and how the other responds? And what kind of direct marketing they receive and what made them turn around and actually buy what it is that they were thinking about? These examples show how important it is to market your products through multiple channels. Different people respond to advertising in different ways. And very often, your customer or potential customers need to see offers more than once before they make a decision to buy. In both of the cases above, the customers needed to have the same message delivered via a different channel in order to market the purchase. Had the companies in question marketed through only a single channel, both sales would have been lost. Plus, both companies now have customers who have purchased through two different channels, and studies have shown that there is a direct correlation between the number of channels a buyer has responded to and its lifetime value to the company. More channels, more money. A study by the Direct Marketing Association found that customers who buy from two channels rather than one are between 20 and 60% more valuable to a company over time. Customers who buy from three channels rather than one are 60 to 125% more valuable. Another benefit, multi-channel buyers purchase a wider range of products. The bottom line is big-time success companies use multi-channel marketing. Companies like Apple, Target, and BMW all market in multiple ways. Today, even a small business can do direct marketing to develop multiple streams of income. So what you need to think about is, what are you going to do that can help you grow your business long term? And think about all of the different ways that you can market a business and what you can do and where you can go. So maybe we want to talk about some secrets to direct marketing that you haven't thought about that can truly help you growing your business. Do you want to learn how to optimize your business performance? Maybe things are slow around the office and you want to speed it up. Read these secrets to improve your business with direct response marketing. See, we just finished talking about two different people, two different generations, and what were their hot buttons when it came to buying a product. So what we want to do now is go into talking about some of the things that you can incorporate that can truly help you build those multiple streams of income and multiple ways that you can create opportunities to build your sales and increase your sales. From the first day you got into business, you were taught that knowledge about what you do and what you needed to do to become successful, that your professionalism will be the key to success, that people will come to you once they hear about how good you are. You were probably given the age-old wisdom that says, if you build a better mousetrap, the world will be the path to your door. Yeah, right. Which brings us to our first and possibly most important point, knowing how to get customers, clients, or patients is infinitely more important than any other knowledge you may attain. If you want your phone to ring, your advertising must get people's attention and arouse emotion. If you remember just one secret from this article, remember to follow this proven first step formula in every bit of marketing and advertising you do. Get attention. Arouse interest and emotion. Tell an interesting story in a believable way. Offer an incentive to take action. Now, ask for the action and make it easy for people to do it. Typical Yellow Pages ads get typically lousy results. Another example of boring advertising is found in any Yellow Pages anywhere in the country. Most Yellow Pages ads are just a big blur. They all look exactly the same and do nothing to get anyone's attention. Can you spot one truly noticeable and different reason why a prospective customer or client or patient would be motivated to pick up the telephone and call one of the companies listed? The problem, Yellow Pages advertising like this is just one big blur and sameness. There's nothing unique. Everybody looks the same and says the same stuff. You could literally swap names and phone numbers on the ads, and no one would even know the difference to be a successful advertiser and marketer. You must always remember that. People don't read ads that look like advertising and sales pitches. The secret is all the headlines and topics you use. The Yellow Pages have long passed their prime. The problem is that AT&T and all of those publishers who publish the Yellow Pages, they want you to believe that if you advertise in them, that you will make your money back. And all you are doing at this point is throwing your money away by advertising in the Yellow Pages. They give you for free a listing, and your ads do not look any different than anyone else's. So there's no reason for someone to come to it when you don't have anything that's going to make you look different. Even those value-packed mailers that people get in their homes that are there to help you with your marketing get a better response than the Yellow Pages. New style advertising goes up to 500% greater response than image advertising. Yes. You read that right. It's a proven advertising fact. New style advertising gets up to 500% greater response than color brochures, business cards, and all other forms of product or image advertising. Do you know why? New style advertising doesn't look like advertising. It looks like news. Very few people read advertising. But a lot of people read news and other stories. If it looks like advertising, most people won't read it. How many times when you see advertising on the TV do you sit there and watch it? Or do you walk away from it? But if you see a news story on, even as a public service announcement, guess what? You will listen to it because you think that there's something that they're going to say that you really and truly need to hear. Here's an amazing advertising system that attracts qualified, motivated, interested, and ready-to-do business prospects without any wasted traditional advertising or cold marketing. Here's some common sense that seems to be missing. In most businesses, you should never advertise or prospect to anyone who isn't a likely to buy customer. In the very near future, we find that the highest profit system is to generate leads who are interested and then do a follow-up marketing to the leads that express interest. And to them only. What better list could you mail to other than your past customers? Then people who have responded to your offer, usually free information, and said, tell me more, I'm interested. This kind of list, when marketed to properly with the right kind of killer advertising copy, can yield results and profits beyond anything ever imagined. Meaning, you want to market to those people who are ready to buy what you have to offer. The problem is that people think that, oh, everyone is a customer, but you really and truly need to know who your target market is. If you know who your target market is, you are more likely to increase your sales number. If you try to sell to someone who has no interest in your product, or who is not ready to buy, or who has already purchased the product and doesn't need to purchase it again, then you are not target marketing. And target marketing means that you have a very small niche that you need to turn to, and you need to know where this market is, because on Facebook you can find groups of people who play games. You can find people who, if at all interested, would definitely be interested in what you have to sell. So, make it easy and non-threatening for people to respond to your emotionally driven new style ads. One of the most amazing things to us is how many advertisers make it hard to respond to your ads with traditional, boring, cute, and clever advertising. It's rare indeed to have someone want to respond, but on the rare occasion, you make it even harder for them to respond by doing things like not having a toll-free number they can call, or a 24-hour pre-recorded message attached to a toll-free number, and so on. Real-life testing has shown that virtually in all cases where someone ran tests offering the exact same things in their ads, with the only difference being a toll-free number versus a local number, the toll-free number wins. And when tests are done with the ads during the exact same things, except one has a plain toll-free number and the other has a toll-free 24-hour recorded message, the recorded message wins hands down, time after time. So, why not look for avenues to help you build your business? And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, where you can sign up for both individual and group coaching so that you can learn how to build your business successfully.